Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. I know I've been telling you for 2 weeks I got a Q&A on the way. I do, but it's still not ready. I don't bore you with the details, but it's in transit. I don't think it got shipped to me as quickly as the venue had expected to, but I have it in all the highest confidence that it's on its way. So I like to save those for Friday. So we are going to save it for another Friday, and that will take us up to the essay edition. So hopefully next Friday will be Long Form Friday Q&A, and then next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, will be Long Form Friday or essay edition. So we have another week then to work on some of these psalms. And we're working in Psalms 27. I think what I want to do today is I know that we'll get a little deeper into there's some things I want to say a little deeper into the chapter, but I want to read it all. And we're not going to read the whole thing today, but I want to read at least the first 9 verses because there's some things I want to say. Listen, you'll hear what we talked about yesterday from verse 1. But then we're just going to kind of work our way slowly through these verses. This is a declaration of faith. It's a psalm of David, Psalms chapter 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up or to devour my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, though war may rise against me, and this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. There's a flashback there to the end of chapter 23, our shepherd's psalm, where David proclaims that that's what he's going to get to do. We said that that happens in Christ. To behold the beauty of the Lord. The beauty there is the word delightfulness. So it's not about just the physicality of the Lord, but to dwell in his house would be to behold how delightful he is and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You've been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. I want to stop here for a moment. And knowing me, I'll probably get stuck here today, so we'll end up having to do a little more from 27 tomorrow. You need to, when you view these psalms, this is a perfect example of what we're trying to do these last few months. That's look at Old Testament stories through a New Covenant lens. And what that means, and I've tried to say this different ways, so let me attempt it again. What that really means is to examine Jesus first. When you get a revelation of Jesus, you go into an intimacy with him. Remember, you're the spouse in this relationship. You're the bride of Christ. And you share a heart as husband and wife. And so as the husband of the church, you are participating in who he is. As you get intimate with that, you start to have a revelation of that, start to walk into that into depth. Then you take the confidence you've garnered through that relationship and you apply it when you read these Old Testament stories. So when you get to a Psalms 27:9, do not hide your face from me, do not turn your servant away in anger, you've been my help. You're not looking at this going, oh, now what do I do with this? No, you've already have your heart established in grace. Your heart is already intimately involved in a relationship with the Lord Jesus. Therefore, you realize it's impossible for him to hide his face from you. So you don't read Psalm 27, 9 and freak out. You also don't read it and start praying it. You know, so if you go through and just pray these psalms, I don't think that's appropriate. I mean, there's amazing truths to be garnered, but you have to look at this stuff through what you know about Jesus. Otherwise, what's the point of having Jesus if not to stabilize our hearts, to bring us peace, to keep us from the fear? The whole chapter is, whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? Once I've established that perfect love that I have with my heavenly spouse, and our hearts have been sewn together through intimacy and revelation, then I don't have to fear. He's not going to hide his face from me. He's not going to turn me away in anger. Don't leave me or forsake me. Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. So you've already have the fulfillment of this in the man Christ Jesus. Don't look at those as two separate entities. Like, well, we get all of this in Jesus, but we still need to pray this. No. Why would you still pray it? You don't put Jesus on hold. You don't put him away on the shelf and say, I have a little Jesus. That's my Christianity, but all these other things. I think in some ways, we think, even though we're not Jews, we think in Jewish terms. And then we think all of that Judaism is a part of what we are, but then Jesus sort of pours in grace and pushes us over the top. And I don't think that's the case. I think we are built on the foundation of Jesus, Christ and Him alone. So look at these things through Him. Would Jesus hide His face from you? Would Jesus consider you a servant or a son? That'll help you with the next one. Whichever one he considers you, would he turn you away because he's mad at you? Would he leave you? Would he forsake you? All of those things are a part of that verse. Now, does that mean, you know, it doesn't mean you rip the chapter out. It means you look at it through the revelation of your heavenly spouse. You don't just add him to the verse. You look at the verse through his eyes. And as you study the Bible that way, it brings a peace and a stability into your walk, into your relationship. I want to read, tomorrow we'll read the last five verses, 10 to 14. There's at least two things there that I really want to bring out. One of them is a New Testament story connection. And the other one has to do with our perception of God in the world today. And we're going to have fun with that. Also, tomorrow we'll introduce the sermon that we will post on all of our platforms on Sunday. And if you are not on all of our platforms and you like video, go to YouTube and search PWM, click subscribe. The videos will come to you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.